And it must be time for the rural news with Susan Murray. I see there is a shake-up for New Zealand's apple exporting scene, is there?
Yes, good morning. Because for the second year in a row, New Zealand apple growers are unlikely to make money from sales going to their traditional export markets of Europe and the UK. There are soaring on-orchard costs, high freight charges because of our distance to the market, and this is making exporting apples to Europe financially unsustainable. Ag First horticulture consultant Ross Wilson, he says this year returns for nearly all apple varieties aren't keeping up with inflation.
Particularly those markets in Europe which are under real pressure themselves. I mean, they've got a war on their doorstep. They've also got huge inflation themselves. The supermarket buyers are just very reluctant to accept that the costs of growing this product have gone up and that they need to pay more. And our data is showing that our cost of production has been inflating at a compound inflation rate of about 7% for the last 3 to 4 years. And the frightening point is that, you know, we in New Zealand, to be a really successful trader, has got to be internationally cost competitive. We're living that absolutely at the moment because inflation for us has got out of control. Our costs have risen to a point where we now have markets unwilling to pay our cost of production.
Ross Wilson says that New Zealand has always been a high-cost producer, but exporters managed to compete by being the best with the best varieties and superb quality, and he says that's just no longer working, and exporters are having no choice but to focus primarily on Asian markets. He says growers are already pivoting and planting only sweeter, aromatic apples preferred in Asian markets.
In the ideal world, New Zealand was able to compete globally across all countries, and we can supply a really nice eating apple in the off season of these Northern Hemisphere countries. That would be the panacea. But to do that, it's really, really important that we don't lose control of our costs of doing business.
Ross Wilson says that Australia, interestingly, is the only country with higher import costs than New Zealand. Their labour rates are higher than ours, and that growers there have pulled back from exporting because of that. He says New Zealand just doesn't have that option because our local market is too small.
And you have an update for us, I think, on the tractors and farm machinery sales.
Yeah, they're cooling off a little bit. The primary sector, the brakes might be coming on here. There was a bumper year for sales last year, but growers and farmers are being a little bit more cautious with their spending this year. Figures from the Tractor and Machinery Association show that so far this year, 440 tractors have sold compared with 592 at the same time last year. That's a 25% drop. And President Kyle Baxter says that the sales of smaller horsepower tractors, which are mostly used by lifestyle blocks, they've fallen away, and sales for horticulture and dairying are also declining.
This year we've seen, I guess, it's a little bit of return to normal, but at the same time, I guess, trying to absorb everything that's taken place, all the headwinds in terms of interest rates, commodity prices, falling back a bit, but also around the buyer confidence level.
Kyle Baxter says lead-in times on larger tractors remain long, but the shipping schedules are improving and getting stock into the country is becoming a bit easier.
Thanks, Susan. That's Susan Murray in Hamilton with the Rural News.